I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Rumi, R-U-M-I, is the program of new music by Suleyman Zayats, inspired by lines from the Persian poet. It's conducted by guest Gary Schneider. It'll take place at the Unity Building, 4001 South Rogers, on Saturday the 23rd at 7. Our guests are the composer and musician Suleyman Zay, and one of the people who'll be playing on it, IU member of the Religious Studies Department and flutist David Haberman. Gentlemen, thanks much for coming. Delighted to have you with us. David, you've actually taught some of these poems before in classes and have a feel for really where they fit in current American culture.
Rumi, of all the Sufi poets, seems to have captured the imagination of much of American society these days. If you go to Borders, it's not hard to find translations of Rumi. Rumi speaks somehow deeply to the human heart. He is a poet of love, a divine love, a special kind of love. It seems to speak to ways to people these days that draws out something very deep within them. So I'm delighted that this music somehow incorporates some of his ideas and inspiration.
Sulay, tell us a little bit about the inspiration. A Sufi poet, and then this inspires music.
Yes. Well, for me, music and the kind of thoughts and feelings that this poetry inspires come sort of from what I'd call from the same source. So to link the two together, to write music based on some of these lines, to me seems like quite a natural thing to do. I'm not incorporating the poetry in the music. It's just simply the inspiration for writing instrumental music. So the connection is abstract, and that's left to the listener to see whether it fits with the lines that we'll state before playing the pieces. But, yeah, as I said, it seems like a very natural thing to do.
Sulay, some of the titles that you've chosen, Soul Pearls, King and Rumi, There is a Field, Falcon. One that particularly takes my fancy is Whoever Brought Me Here Will Have to Take Me Home.
Yes.
Do you find that as sort of a central feel for this? It sounds like it's a very affirming and very comforting message in these lines.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That particular one is an outtake from a poem that's talking about a tavern. He's taken to a tavern and presumably, you know, has a couple of drinks and then needs somebody to take him home. But of course, the implication, the connection on much deeper meaning is very comforting.
David, you're playing a flute called the bansuri, and it's a flute you've studied, but not in this particular context. How did you get started playing it?
I had the opportunity to live in Benares to do a particular research project in which I'm working on the worship of trees in Indian society. Benares happens to be a center of Indian classical music, and I've spent much time there in the past, and I've listened to a great deal of it, but always had dreamed of taking up the flute and studying the flute. So since I was there for a year, I found a teacher and began playing it.
Sulay writes really from a European tradition. Have you had to make some adjustments?
Big time. I became interested in these programs when I went to one of them in which my son was playing guitar. And I just saw lots of people playing together, having a great time. And I thought, I would love to be part of that. So at the end of that performance, I approached Sulay and said that. And he said, come on, let's do it and see what we can do. And I started playing Western music on the Indian bansuri, which was a challenge, I must say, and remains a challenge for me. But it's delightful to be able to play with other people.
We've been talking with David Haberman, who plays the flute, Suleyman Zay, who plays the guitar and composes. It's about a program called Rumi. It's a program of new music by Suleyman Zay, inspired by the lines from the Sufi poet, conducted by David Schneider, quite an ensemble with a variety of players. It'll take place at the Unity Building, 4001 South Rogers, and that's Saturday, October 23rd at 7. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.